I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. The greatest week ever.
Warriors won.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's a relief, actually.
I was extremely nervous.
Yeah.
As the game stayed kind of close. But congratulations, champs again is your headline in the Chronicle. Warriors beat the Cavs 129-120.
We all wore our blue and gold today. No, you're holding the thing. The sounds of two hands clapping.
So I thought of Yuzette,
me,
Kooman, and Johnny Mosley multiple times last night, as even Johnny posted on Instagram him driving to the movie right as the game was starting, or near the time the game was starting, and I thought, oh man, Cars 3, it's a good movie, I'm sure.
Right.
In fact, there were a lot of ads for it last night.
Oh, was there?
So that's another reason why.
Oh,
I was
funny.
Like,
it kept occurring to you because there
no!
it is. Right.
No, there it is.
Yeah.
So how was your night?
I had fun.
Did you?
We went to Hooman. You know, Hooman left his credit card at the newspaper place, so
oh,
he had to go
Lord.
Back. Let's go get it.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. But let's see. So John and I drove there. We parked in that Dolby Labs building, which was awesome. Like, boom, parked right in.
Oh, so they have parking under it on Market?
Yeah, they do, for the employees.
Oh, how nice.
So they let me and John park there. So that was really nice. And then they just, you know, walked us upstairs to the lobby. And in the lobby, they were doing light appetizers and like...
Oh, it was a whole thing.
Yeah,
it was
really cute. They had these little caprese appetizers that looked like ladybugs.
Oh, adorable.
It was so cute. Like, all these really cute things. They had little cups of carrots and celery with peanut butter. They had, like, some fried wontons, these other peppers. They had popcorn, chocolate milk,
so there
lemonade.
Were a lot of kids there.
There weren't a lot, but there were a handful.
I see.
It was great to have the kids there. It's nice
for
me
it's
to
a kid's
hear,
movie.
Yeah, to hear their reaction.
Right.
What they laugh at is not necessarily what the adults laughed at.
Sure.
But it was still fun because everyone still had a good time. Met a bunch of people there. And Tara Moriarty ended up being one of our guests. She's a reporter on Channel 2.
I was going to say, I totally know that name.
Yeah, she's helped us out with Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. So she's the kids are away from her house for the week. She's looking for stuff to do.
Oh.
But she's like, are you going to go to see the Warriors afterwards? I'm like, nah, man, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
So.
Going to be up a little bit past my bedtime as it is.
Yeah. So we had appetizers, some lemonade, went and saw the movie, and it was really fun. The theater is amazing, beautiful.
Can you tell the difference? Like, Hooman's always going on about how amazing the screen is and
well,
the 2,000
it's
speakers.
Hard for me to say because I'm not in as many movie theaters as he
That's
is.
That's true, yeah.
But Tara was, like, texting me afterwards, like, that theater was amazing. You could really feel it in the seats, the vibration.
Oh, oh.
And because the car is really gun up, especially when they're racing, which was fun. I'm like, oh, go!
It does get you all pumped.
Huh? Uh-huh, it does. So I had a great time.
Good.
We had fun, and we split. As soon as it was over,
boom.
Head out the door.
You guys are faster than the cars in the movie.
Right. Hug Johnny, hug Tara. Okay, bye, bye. We're home by 8.
Oh,
that's pretty good. I was up later than you then.
That's actually great.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't keep my eyes open yesterday.
Mm. Good for you.
Well, it's Monday, right? A little bit more tired than Mondays.
Yeah, I got in bed at like 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
And out.
And that was it. I listened to like 2 seconds of something. You know, I set my little timer and pff, out like
out.
A freaking light. And I didn't wake up 20 times either. You know how sometimes you'll like start waking up throughout the night? Hey, the other night, Sunday night, it was about 9:30 or so, and I was drifting off to sleep, which was awesome for a Sunday night. That's good timing. and all of a sudden there was some kind of huge explosion. Was that, because I was like, was that like a sonic boom or someone playing with dynamite? Or so that was that just a local thing at my house?
You know what? I was dead asleep, so I didn't hear anything at my house, and I didn't read anything in the past. I didn't.
That's a Mill Valley thing.
Yeah. Or yeah, it sounded like maybe. I mean, it's possible.
Are you sure
that
it wasn't your TV or something? Oh, that the boys were playing?
No. I actually got up and went out, and all the kids had come out of their room, and John and the kids were, and I was like, does anyone know what that was? Because it just woke me up. It makes me really
sad. Do you think it was trespassers from Vallejo in Mill Valley?
It might have been. You know, the alarm went off.
They were being dealt with.
The bomb alarm. Yeah, no, it sounded like
what are those boxes called? Transfusers? Whatever those are.
It sounded like a gunshot really close to my room. It was really, it was super, super loud. Like, you know, kind of startled you awake. But then I totally forgot about it until just now when we were talking about.
Maybe if someone knows, text us.
Yeah. Sure, you know, we're getting close to 4th of July here. Just ask Mattress Firm.
Right. Like
someone could have been just playing with a quarter stick of dynamite or something, but
I guess
it was
super loud.
They had
fireworks last night in Oakland as people celebrated.
Oh, I'll bet they did.
Or were they gunshots? No, I think they were fireworks.
Joking. All Oakland.
Joking.
Yeah, that was pretty good stuff. But then I went right to bed myself. I mean, that
so you
was
watched
like,
the whole thing?
Oh yeah.
Did you see the beginning? Who did the anthem?
Yes. Check this
out. You know
what?
Bryn will have it for us when he gets in.
So, it's cool. The whole Hamilton thing. I learned a lesson. You know, don't buy stuff online because I'm not good at it, and I don't understand, and I I'm clearly easily ripped off. So there I am. As the games, we did dinner and we're finishing. My mom's still there, so we're still kind of, she's super helpful with the kid, but it throws all the routines off a little bit. So we're just sort of doing our thing. But I stop and see I heard it. And I said, hey, who's doing the anthem? And she goes, I don't know. I come running down to take a look because we need to know this stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I go, what in the holy hell? How do you not know who that is? I mean, admittedly, we had SE seats way up in the nosebleeds and you couldn't really see people, but nonetheless, that was the people from Hamilton. It was the three sisters and Burr. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't know who that is? She goes, no, I don't.
Oh my God, after all that money.
I swear. It's fine.
Well, they weren't dressed in the outfits, right?
Go to your room.
But you know what? She didn't make a big deal out of it, so I got caught up because of the way you guys made such a big deal of it.
Right.
Even Gretchy was like all frothy at the mouth. Right. Oh, this is going to be the best thing.
And it was so good.
And I know there are people out there who probably want to kill me because I took up two seats that they would have gladly taken.
Listen, you paid through the nose for those.
I did.
You deserved them. You earned those seats.
But
they
anyway,
had a better dinner that night, Vinny.
It was the Hamilton kids that did the anthem. And you can, you know, it's the one sister with the shaved head.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not recognize that chick?
Did you love it? Was it excellent?
The anthem?
Yeah.
No, I didn't love it.
Oh. Was it not good?
No, I didn't hear it. I was busy going, are you kidding me?
Oh.
How do you?
I paid $1,700.
It's
so you
not.
Meet
you know what?
People.
That's gone. The money's gone. It's still. It's just that.
It's
thing.
A life lesson, Vinny, that you'll always carry with you.
Don't buy stuff online. Don't go places you don't understand. I don't understand that.
Well, you know, you learned. Next time, you'll know better.
I'm gonna stick to the paths I know.
Yeah.
Anyway. They did the anthem, and I watched every second of the game, and Champs again is your headline, just to repeat.
Oh, that's a beautiful front. It's just a full-page photo. That's a great photo. Congratulations. And to everybody who, you know, I was thinking about yesterday how, you know, just about fair-weather fans and how I am one, for sure. Like, one of our teams starts going. But that's a team doing its job. Like, when you make it that far in the season, that's how you get fans, is by winning and by doing well, and people jump on and they loved the excitement of what they went through with you the year before, and so they're watching the next year. Like, that's, it's not such a bad thing, you know? Like, if the Sharks had been in the playoffs, I'm sure we would have cared about hockey.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
but they weren't looking at
that. Well, look, I think that whole negative and that hostility thing, that's just childish nonsense. Right. That you can't be fans.
You weren't a fan all season. I was a hardcore fan all season.
Okay, then be hardcore and shut up. Zip it. Who cares?
Let me have some fun, too.
What is your problem?
Yeah, people.
It's a wave, man. We're all catching it.
Yep.
It's rolling through the city. Just be cool.
Yeah, be glad that your team's doing so well that the jamokes like me like your team.
We got it. Yeah. You got a jersey for every day of the week. Yeah. Fine.
Don't be uncool.
Yeah.
But
what I want to say real quick is that I want to thank like the people that we have to deal with that send us the news releases, the t-shirts, and you know, hopefully we'll bring by the trophy again this year.
So then I'll touch that.
Two people I work with, Lisa Goodwin and a dude named Massimo, who I believe we've met. Mm-hmm. He's come here before.
Ah, Massimo.
So I always think about the back office type people, like, yeah. Hey man, they weren't on the
court, but they were part of the team,
exactly.
Nonetheless, right?
Yeah. What were you going to say, Vinny?
Well, I don't know what I was going to say, but you know, it's harder to cheer for a team even if you love them when they're losing their asses, like mm-hmm. the Niners are right now. I mean, that's not fun.
Nope, it's not. It can be worth it because in the end, you know, things come around and they, you know, have a great season, and then you can look down on all the fair weather fans.
I actually think any professional sports team that fields a competitive team is doing their, at least you go and you can cheer and right. They're in it. But man, when they go in and get rolled right over and you're like, it's over already. Again.
Right.
Yeah.
The season ends on week 4.
Yeah.
Well, we're mathematically out of it.
Yeah. It's like a, you know, your partner disappointing you again. Come on.
I was thinking about this too.
You know what I'm talking about. It happens too quickly and it's over.
Is that a problem at your house?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, you're saying me. I'm the one.
Oh, poor Vinny.
Well, you have
I'm
told
so sorry.
Stories.
For your
I won't disclose.
I was 16. I didn't know how to work the thing yet. Give me
just
a break.
Saying, I'm relating to what you're saying. Like, the season's over so quick. It's like you're disappointed. Like,
but I did do that a lot. That first girlfriend really was as bad as things got for us. She was my high school sweetheart. As bad as things got by the end there. She put up with a lot of my early figuring it out. Sorry.
You're so beautiful.
She was, too. I really did like her. Ew. Oh. Anyway, what I was going to say is, I think, and I didn't stop to figure it out, but man, between the Giants 3 and the Warriors 2... And even, as I was just busting on the Niners even in the last 10 years were in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a pretty good run here. We're pretty spoiled. And actually, yep. Looking forward, I think the Raiders might have a year this year.
That'd be nice. Well, although...
I know they're leaving.
Everyone feels
they'll
a little
be
bitter toward them. Yeah.
They're here now, though.
All right.
And you'll get to cheer them and hopefully see them do something special. Here.
Yes, that's bring it great. Home here.
650 says, the problem with fair weather fans is that they make the ticket prices go up because of increase of crowd and the parking lot. It makes it even more crowded during fan fest days.
That's just winning.
That's
and drive
winning.
Up the cost of memorabilia like hats and jerseys.
That's winning. Again, with the winning.
If you weren't winning, then no one would care and that crap wouldn't be worth anything anyway. And you can go and sit in an empty stadium and watch a crappy team
right.
with your, you know, free parking. Like, that's, the, you know, that's... Don't be fans of sports if you hate all those things.
Yeah, that's just...
That's just silly.
So, anyway, what else is going on?
Yesterday, I
thought so.
Well, listen, I'm just a little bit concerned about this thing that's happening in my backyard, which I get it. It's been... almost a year.
Four years ago was the trees.
But September of last year is when we started this backyard project. So I want a koi pond. I've always wanted to have. I had one when I lived a couple houses ago. There
don't
was
you
one.
Have some animals that'll steal those away. Squirrels or whatever the heck.
You do a little reading. You do some preparation, and you figure out how to make sure that doesn't happen, mm-hmm. and you get a cover for the thing. But anyway, that wasn't my problem. So I started. So yesterday, I've done all this research. I got all these components that I need for this thing. I get some sand to put at the bottom of the thing. So I, you know, 6-7 bags of sand, and I coat the bottom of the, you know, I put a liner in, and it's
oh,
all,
this is the pond.
The pond.
Sorry, I was looking for a "There's Trouble in the Forest" sound effect and print stuff.
Oh, thank you. There's no trouble. The trouble's in the pond. I'm just concerned because. So I put the sand in. I get all these rocks that I have. I have these things that I'm sort of building in there, all these neat things. And I'm in the pond all day. And then I start filling the thing up. And the water turns into, like, this milky, silty, like, it's not going in clear. I'm like, what is going on? And I guess maybe it's, like, the silt from the sand. But it's, so I fill up the pond and I'm, you know, half, it's halfway full. And, like, you can't see. I'm like, oh, my God. What's gonna so I have to turn the filter when it gets full today, but I'm super afraid that I put like the wrong sand in or something.
Did you learn that from the internet?
They didn't say anything about the sand. I just put some sand. I want it to look like a beach at the bottom.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I might be totally screwed.
Those ponds, I didn't wanna and I still don't wanna, you know, I think you know what you're doing. But my mom had one of those ponds, and between the birds and the raccoons, they were getting all her fish.
Oh. Yeah.
And she had to give up. She's like, I can't keep filling that thing with... I'm just feeding the animals around here. Mm.
With my fish.
And that's, you know, not the point.
Yeah. I want to sit on the edge of my Zen garden.
Those kois are expensive, right?
Yeah, I'm going to not start with koi. I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to sacrifice their fish till I get the thing right. It's going to have a top, so it's going to be...
All right.
So what, you put the top on at nighttime? Or?
No, it's like a screened thing, and it keeps leaves out, and it keeps, you know, so it's regular.
You can still grow your stuff.
You can pick it up and move it off there.
I've heard raccoons travel with pocket knives, but I don't know. Maybe that's just a nonsense
story. Well, it's deep enough. I've done a fair amount of trying to figure it out. Those raccoons
are going to come with a napkin tied around their neck, a fork in one hand, and a knife in another hand. They are excited about your pond.
They're not gonna bother with it because it's filled with milk.
When it's stocked with that buffet. Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some casualties before I figure out the whole thing.
Invite their friends over.
Be boning in your backyard like the kids used to, eating your fish.
Can you imagine the raccoons banging, eating all the fish, and then banging, and then leaving?
Thanks.
Leaving at dawn.
Yeah.
Taking off.
Right,
I can go out there and see all the little fish bones on the side. I'll do
charge and bang
someone
again.
Says the sand will settle in 3 days. In about 3 days.
Oh. That's really... Oh, I was so super bummed.
About what?
When I filled up the pond, it was just like the water was... It looked like milk. It's like you can't see anything in there. And I mean, I don't have the filter on yet either, so it's good to hear.
Someone else says ponds go in a liner. No sand at bottom.
Well, there is a liner, and I put sand so I can put some rocks at the bottom.
Uh-oh.
Was Cars 3 the best of the Cars movies?
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Is it really good, though?
You know, I can't wait to hear what my co-movie reviewers, Yuzette Salazar and Johnny Mosley, say.
The Mexican, don't forget the Mexican.
The Mexican and the gold medalist. Uh-huh. I'm sure they're going to have some...
The Mexican and the Sunflower King.
What do you think of the sunflowers?
They're really good.
Iota?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, delicious.
Listen, we'll give them plenty of plugs tomorrow. We don't have to plug them all day today, or whenever it is, Wednesday, Thursday. All right, it's 6:02. I would normally do a legal ID here.
Ooh, are we going to play that one?
We got a special one.
Good.
Here it is. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.